Well, what might this mean for us as 20th century Christians, especially those of us who may still be of childbearing age, who may have occasion to influence those who are still making these decisions? Well, my question is this. Namely, that Christians in America who have larger families and who raise and disciple their children well are making a contribution of great significance both to society and to the kingdom of God. That is my belief. Some Christian families are producing young people of such character and diligence who can contribute to the solution of this problem in our society, not just in only the closest and other facets of American life. But Christians who have larger families are also contributing, let's remember, to the expansion of God's kingdom to the world. Immigrants who successfully practice the rural population growth philosophy, and that many of the middle and upper middle classes in the world are literally raising themselves as are many people, American culture, going to watchword, the average number of children in American families is around 35,000 or more. Christians, on the other hand, who have a philosophy of positive population growth, may, under the blessings of God, achieve a position of cultural influence over the course of several generations. Here that even though we may affirm the legitimacy of artificial means of contraception, there is such a thing as overreaction to certain Roman Catholic teachings about contraception and family size that we have thrown the baby out with the bathwater.